知行英语 Listen and share。 大家好，今天我们要学习的是 The Marvelous Toy， 好棒的玩具。When I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy, my father homeward came one night and gave to me a toy. A wonder to behold it was with many colors bright, and the moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. It went zip when it moved and bop when it stopped and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. The first time that I picked it up, I had a big surprise. For right on its bottom were two big buttons that looked like big green eyes. I first pushed one and then the other, then I twisted its lid. And when I set it down again,This is what it did. It went zip when it moved, it bopped when it stopped, and brrr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
来解释一下歌词大意。The marvelous toy, 多棒的玩具啊。Marvelous, 了不起，不可思议。在口语中的时候不必这么正式，可以翻译成妙极了，太棒了。例如What marvelous weather, 多好的天气。
When I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy.
When I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy. 那时我还是个小不点男孩，健康又快乐。A wee little, wee 与 little 连用，说明那时候我还是很小很小，比 a little lad 的程度还要深。而且比用 very little 要有文采。
My father homeward came one night and gave to me a toy. A wonder to behold it was with many colors bright.
My father homeward came one night to gave to me a toy. A wonder to behold it was with many colors bright. 一天晚上父亲回家带给我一件玩具，看哪，多么奇特，闪着五颜六色的光芒。 Homeward come 可以翻译成 come home， 意思相同，只是表达方式不同而已。 Behold 做动词有瞧看的意思，做连词应该翻译成看哪。在这里是动词，但是考虑到语境应该突出我惊讶的神态，所以翻译成看哪。一般做连词的时候都用在句首的位置，比如Behold, what a beautiful sight it is. 看哪，多么漂亮的景色。用 look 也能体现出类似的意思，但是和 behold 比起来，意境就差远了。
And the moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight.
And the moment laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. 在我第一眼见到的时候，它变成了我的最爱。Lay eye on.字面意思是把眼睛放在上面，其实就是说看到，相当于 have a look at it. My heart's delight. 根据字面意思可以看出，短语的意思是我的心爱之物。
It went zip when it moved and bop when it stopped and whirr when it stood still.
It went zip when it moved, bop when it stopped, win when it stood still.把它启动后像列车一样呼啸着来来回回，当它停下来看上去好像一位爵士乐手，让它停在那儿又宛如一株豆子藤。这里的 zip, bop 和 win 都是在对玩具的特征进行描写。 zip 的意思是呼啸声， bop 意思是爵士乐手， win 意思是豆子藤。但是显然在歌中不能完全按照单词的字面意思来理解，这里是名词用作副词，意思是像什么那样，在句子中做状语。
I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. 我从来都不知道它到底是什么，我想我以后也不会知道了。
The first time that I picked it up, I had a big surprise.
The first time that I picked it up, I had a big surprise.第一次我从地上把它拿起，
它给了我一个大大的惊喜。 Pick up 这个短语的意思有很多，和事物搭配时一次是捡起、拾起，和表示技能的词语搭配时，比如说和 skill 搭配时一次是学得、获得，而和人搭配时一次是接人。For right on its bottom were two big buttons that looked like big green eyes. I first pushed one and then the other, and then I twisted its lid. 就在它的底部有两个大大的按钮，看上去像是两个绿色的大眼睛。我先按其中一个按钮，又按了另一个按钮，然后我拧开它的盖子。Look like, 看起来像，后面多与名词或者名词词组连用。And when I set it down again, this is what it did. And when I set it down again, this is what it did. 当我再记下这些，这就是那件事了。Set down 这个词组是记下、写下的意思，如果和某件事搭配也有放下的意思。例如 I have set down everything that happened. 我已将发生的每件事都记了下来。 He set down the bag and rest for a while. 他放下袋子休息了一会儿。好，今天的讲解就到这里，谢谢收听。I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. 知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。